This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Grateful Dead were born of several homespun hometown bands from the San Francisco Bay Area, manifesting in an embryonic form as early as 1961. The first to meet were guitarist Jerry Garcia and lyricist Robert Hunter, linking up at various local beatnik coffee houses while proliferating a rudimentary brand of folk, rock, and blues. Garcia, in particular, was determined to make music his life, founding several short-lived but energetic groups with names like the Thunder Mountain Tub Thumpers, the Heart Valley Drifters, the Wildwood Boys, the Zodiacs, and the Black Mountain Boys, among others. Performing in Palo Alto, California with Garcia were Hunter, Pete Albin, later to join Big Brother and the Holding Company, and David Nelson, who would eventually become one of the new riders of the Purple Sage. Despite his innate talent and resourcefulness, Garcia could never pay the bills with his musical endeavors. To make ends meet, he taught guitar at Dana Morgan's music store. Interestingly, his stint at Morgan's led to his initial meeting with Bill Kreutzmann and a tall, quiet man named Bob Weir, who, somewhat ironically, in light of their later success, actually took guitar lessons from Garcia. Perhaps the earliest incarnation of the Grateful Dead we now know was a ragtag outfit named Mother McCree's Uptown Jug Band Champions, with Garcia and Bob Weir on guitars. Unfortunately, the group's down-home sound was soon overshadowed by the growing influence of Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, and the Beatles. Realizing that the musical revolution spearheaded by Dylan and the British Invasion bands would alter the pop music landscape forever, Garcia abandoned his original folk blues approach and revamped his group's sound, incorporating the electric guitar that had come to define the pop revolution. He also chose a new name for the band, the Warlocks. To complete the change, original members Parker, Matthews, Stone, and Lester were replaced by bassist Phil Leesch and drummer Bill Kreutzmann. Fueling this brave new music was their foray into the realm of...